half a dozen more. Me list goes a long way round. Some crossed o'er the sea for a better chap than me, but more of them were hanged and drowned. The last I had through drink, she went mad. In vain I tried to stop her. Sorrow was my tale, I discovered one day she was slowly bled to death in a copper. Oh, the fox and the hare, the badger and the bear, the birds in the greenwood tree, all the pretty little rabbits so engaging in their habits, and they're all having mates but me. Oh, they're all having mates but me. They're all having mates but me.
Nice low note there. And that is the Mimerick version. I'm so pleased to welcome in person Aog and Christy together, known as Four Shilling Shorts. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us in, Nikki.
It's great to be here.
You guys are, you've been here before. We were trying to reconnoiter, and we think it's been about 5 years ago in our old studios. And so pleased to have you back in our new, much more spacious.
Yes, very spacious.
Thanks for being here. It's a good thing because you guys have brought. Well,
a few instruments.
A few. And if you'd be so kind to play us one and tell us the instruments that you're holding?
Well, I'm playing the sitar from India, which is a long-necked instrument made out of a gourd with 20 strings on it.
It's beautiful, I'll add. Big, the knobs are carved. They look like walnuts on the end. Just gorgeous.
And I'm playing the dunbek from Morocco with a device from Armenia, which is a tambourine inside there.
Oh, did you put that tambourine in?
No, I actually bought this drum in Yellow Springs at Gemini when the music store was there, when Ken had it.
Sure.
I bought this many years ago.
I was going to say, because it would be like a ship in the bottle to get that in there. So pleased to have you today. I'll tell our listeners you are playing at the Cedarville Public Library tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then you'll be here in Yellow Springs at the Yellow Springs Library at 6:30 p.m. And we are so lucky to get a little taste of things to come. If you'd be so kind as to play us a tune.
We play a little raga from India called Raga Ali Kalyan. Thank you.
Four Shillings Short, live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. They're at the Cedarville Public Library tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then right here in Yellow Springs at the Yellow Springs Library at 6:30 p.m. What fun! You're currently touring on...
We're always touring.
Always touring. And this time you're bringing a program that you're calling Around the World in 30 Instruments. So the world is your oyster.
The world is our oyster.
There's no instrument. I'm guessing that anytime you see a new instrument, it's all you can do to resist going and picking it up
People give us instruments all the time.
It's like, we don't know what this is. Could you make this make music?
And, you know, that's kind of what happens. You know, when you start with one instrument and then you move on to the next, and pretty soon you're playing five or six or seven instruments, you've now opened the world of music to yourself and your curiosity and your ability to take an instrument and figure it out improves and expands. So now, I mean, I play about 12 different string instruments and percussion instruments. Aog plays about 25, 30 different wind instruments. And in our shows, we bring them out. We talk about the history of the instruments, what era they came from, how they work, and then do traditional music on them or contemporary or new music. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we put things together in unlikely combinations, which is what our next piece is about.
Four Shillings Short, live on the air with... I'm telling you, we'll have to get a picture before you go and put this up on the website, because it is as much fun to look at you as you play as it is to hear.
Now, the sitar was Christy's first instrument, and she started off on that, which is unusual. But and piano was my first instrument. But then I went to winds and all that, and Christy went to many other strings. So this piece will feature the banjo, the bass crumhorn from Renaissance
and can you
Europe.
Describe this you're holding, it's the, a great hooked
the
instrument.
The crumhorn is a hooked instrument.
It looks like an umbrella handle.
Upside down. And crumb means curved in the German language.
Okay.
And so it's a double reed, capped double reed instrument. Whoops, that sounds like this.
Could that be said to be the progenitor of the oboe?
No. There was an instrument called a shawm, which was the progenitor of the oboe. This would be maybe somewhat
bassoon.
Goes into a bassoon, kind of, but it's very different. It's
so
totally
beautiful.
Different.
And what a neat sound. We're talking with Aog and Christy together. They are Four Shillings Short, which is great. Always just a little shy.
a little short.
You can find out more about them and their tour at fourshillingsshort.com. And that's just spelled exactly like you'd think. Fourshillingsshort.com.
There's at least 80 YouTubes out there of us playing. So you can see us live on YouTube as well.
Oh, you're continually on the road. We're so pleased that you've come back by this neck of the wood. Again, you're at Cedarville Public Library tomorrow at 2 and the Yellow Springs Library at 6:30. And if you would, go ahead.
Stand our ground. It's a drop in the bucket, and a bucket in the pond, and a pond fills a river, and the river rushes on, and every river swells a river until the power can't be stopped. And what becomes a mighty ocean started as a drop, started as a drop. Rosa said, I've had enough. She was a drop in the bucket, and
a bucket in the pond, and a pond fills a river, and the river rushes on, and every river swells a river, until the power can't be stopped, and what becomes a mighty ocean, started as a drop, started as a drop. Made them slaves to the goods they bought. Till Gandhi took his people to the ocean. He said, look, free salt. He was a drop in the bucket, and a bucket in the pond, and a pond fills a river, and the river rushes on, and every river swells a river, until the power can't be stopped, and what becomes a mighty ocean. Mother Teresa lived her life. She did much more than feed the poor. She taught us how to shine our lights.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. We are drops in the bucket, and a bucket in the pond, and a pond fills a river, and the river rushes on, and every river swells a river, until the power can't be stopped, and what becomes a mighty ocean.
Shilling Short live on 91.3 WYSO. What a delight. What's the origin of that tune? Do you guys write it?
It's a song by a guy called Mitch Barrett and Carla Grover.
They had a group called Zoe Speaks. And
Yeah,
we were playing out in Berea, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And we met him. And they were singing this song at a benefit concert we were all doing.
Oh, he was, anyway.
He was doing it,
They've split up since.
And we said, wow, what a great song. Can we swap songs? And so we swapped songs and albums. And he said, yeah, please, bring my song out to the country, to the world, you
Beautiful.
Know. So we've been performing that song for about a year now.
It's only February.
That's February.
But we've been, you can see, like, we had a library in Baltimore, Maryland, and people were swaying back and forth and clapping and doing all this kind of thing. It was
Lovely.
Just wonderful, and it happens a lot that they start clapping and swinging.
Oh,
and,
it's nice
know,
how this little light of mine busts out of there.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's
so
a great
nice.
It's a great message song,
it
you know,
is.
And we love that whole idea that every person, and that's why today's so important,
yeah.
is that every person realizes that what we do matters to everyone. And
it's like
and
a ripple.
It's a ripple.
Every little thing, even. And if it emanates from love, all the more.
All the more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So pleased to have you in the studio today. We've got Four Shillings Short live in the studio there at the Cedarville Public Library, 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. And then right here in Yellow Springs at 6:30 in the evening at the Yellow Springs Public Library.
And these are free concerts. So
How
just
nice.
To let people know, we're sponsored by the libraries. And so bring your families out. It's an opportunity to see music that and instruments that date back over 1,000 years, you know. So, it's an opportunity to see a variety of music, a variety of instruments, and really enrich your lives with music and culture.
And different styles of music. And again, we won't be back to this area again until 2015.
What?
Because it's taking us 5 years to do the whole country now. We spend... two and a bit years Rockies and west, and two and a bit years east of the Rockies.
Yeah, so this is a unique opportunity to come and see us. We tour in all the contiguous United States. We do about 180 concerts a year. We book ourselves and we produce our own CDs. We're on our 10th album now. But as Aog said, it takes us longer and longer to do a full tour because we love coming to small towns and bringing our music, and so we're adding more and more places every year.
It's fabulous, and this tour is called Around the World in 30 Instruments, and you will have
30 instruments.
Yep. Even. And tell us a little bit about these instruments, which I have never ever seen before in my life.
Well, the instrument, for those of you who are listening, is triangular in shape.
It's a long
triangular stringed instrument called the psaltery, spelt P-S-A-L-T-E-R-Y. The psaltery dates back 3,000 years. It's mentioned in the Old Testament. And we're not quite sure what the psaltery would have looked like at that time, but the medieval psaltery, which dates back 1,200 years, looks quite similar to this. Mm-hmm. It's a member of the zither family. A zither is a sound box with strings stretched across. This instrument is the modern psaltery. It was developed in the 1930s, and it's played with a little bow and sounds like this.
It's very violin-like in that aspect. Now, if I had just looked at that and hadn't seen the bow, I would have thought maybe some kind of dulcimer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Look to it. But it's because of the angle of, you know, that it is a triangle that you can fit the bow in up and
between
down easily.
Between the pins.
Between the pins.
They've all got individual strings. So it results in everything sounding, but the main note that you bowed is the one you predominantly hear, but everything else is
resonating through the body.
It's kind of like the sitar in a way, in that method.
They're beautiful and they make a beautiful sound.
So we're going to play a duet for you. This is a Renaissance dance tune called None Such.
Just beautiful. 4 shillings short on 91.3 WYSO. Find out more about this delightful band at 4shillingsshort.com. That's spelled out, F-O-U-R, 4shillingsshort.com. Or you can find out with your own eyes and ears tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in Cedarville at the Public Library, or tomorrow evening at 6:30 at the Yellow Springs Library, right here in the heart of it. So the band formed in 85, roughly,
but
and it had gone on with some shifting.
Yeah, well, I started it with a guy from Phoenix and then went through many combinations over the next decade. Mm-hmm. And then Christy and I met in 95, and she came along to hear 4 Shillings Short play.
And a week later, he asked me out for a date.
It was a quintet or a sextet then, with harp and fiddle and cello and five-part harmonies and all that.
Wow.
But it was hard to keep a group like that going in the San Francisco Bay Area, or make it worth their while, or organize it and all that. And so when Christy knew a couple of musicians with me, I found out she was a musician. I said, make sure you put your phone number on my mailing list.
Tonight only, I'm going to need everyone's phone number.
But anyway, we fell in love and started working together musically. We got married in 96. We started touring nationally in 97, gave up paying rent in 98, and went on the road full time. And so we've been full time musical troubadours in the old tradition of traveling from town to town. We stay with friends all over the country. And
I want
that's
to be
all
in
need.
Your band.
And
I
we,
know,
can
we,
I come with you? I don't
there's some room in the van, Nikki. Sorry, there's some room in the van.
We're living the dream. We're living the dream, you know.
But and, we do we have we a do. Patron back in the San Francisco Bay Area, and he brought us up the hill to this house that he was just finishing remodeling, and he and his wife live in this big house, but they're very... They're people with very simple needs. And he said, this is your room and this is your office. And
so, nice.
So when we get back there, October of 2013, probably in the 2 years after that, we'll maybe be 4 months in the San Francisco Bay Area. But
a
the
patron.
Rest of the time, and, a patron.
Yeah, and you know, we have patrons in every town. Aww. Like here, we've stayed with our friend Diana many times. Aww. And we've stayed with our friends Becky and Warren. And this time we're staying with Charlie and Nancy.
Lovely.
So we have friends that, you know, we'll even write on our mailing list, place to stay. And that encourages us to go back to that area because now we have a place to stay. It keeps our costs down. It allows us to offer our music with the least economic barrier, which for us is really a part of what we're doing, is that we feel that our gift that we've been given and blessed with is music, and that our job is to share that gift and to as many people as possible and with the least economic barrier. And that's why we really appreciate the sponsorship of the libraries.
And the friends of the library.
And the friends
and
of the
all
library
kind of
to bring us to a town. And then for the community to give us housing. So that's how we do it. And that's
so beyond,
most of the places we play, that's how we arrange our concerts.
That's just lovely. So beyond what you carry with you from performance to performance, which presumably is your clothing, whatever.
Yes, in the
sundry,
van. And our office.
Sound
laptop.
And your
sound system.
So then you do not have a bulk of possessions now.
No, but we have some stuff in the San Francisco Bay Area, in that house that I just mentioned.
You know,
and we have
memorabilia,
some stuff.
Books, you know, music books and recordings.
CDs. And then we have some stuff at her mother's house in Louisville, Kentucky.
Mostly other instruments and clothes, you know. So we have like a winter change of clothes that lives in the in Louisville.
No.
You have to make seasonal passes through.
Yes,
we do.
Our annual or something. But it's actually Louisville. You've got to say it in a deep, manly voice.
Louisville. You have to almost swallow it. Yeah. We're so pleased to have you here today, Four Shillings Short Live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. And this looks like a relatively normal instrument that you have there. I mean, I would recognize that as a mandolin.
We'll do one last piece live, and it is a mandolin that was built for Christy. And this is a song in the Irish language, which was my first language. And the translation is, when the cock crows heralding the day, the pig comes knocking at the door wanting to be let in, the hen and her brood are sound asleep, and the sheep and the lambs are at peaceful rest. Tan chilach a fogart an lai. And it's surrounded by four jigs all bearing the same name but different tunes. Hachilach a fogat an lé, hachilach a fogat an lé. Han fuki gennar se gyrgi, askel tachilach a fogat an lé. Hachilach a fogat an lé, hachilach a fogat an lé. Han fuki gennar se gyrgi, askel tachilach a fogat an lé. Hachilach a fogat an lé, hachilach a fogat an lé. Han kerkas a hall an a gologas a has, hachilach a fogat an lé. Hachilach a fogat an lé, hachilach a fogat an lé. Han kerkas a hall an a gologas a has, hachilach a fogat an lé.
Hachilacha forgotten lay, Hachilacha forgotten lay, Hachiris no one in the dark and so in Hachilacha forgotten lay, Hachilacha forgotten lay, Hachilacha forgotten lay, Hachiris no one in the dark and so in Hachilacha forgotten lay.
WYSO. Thanks for sharing the lyrics before. That's nice.
Yes.
Give
us
an extra way to enjoy that. Now, before we go, I want you to explain Four Shillings Short.
Four Shillings Short is a quotation from a James Joyce short story. James Joyce, of course, was the writer who wrote Ulysses and Finnegan's Wake. But he wrote a much more comprehensible collection of short stories called Dubliners. And in that, there's a story called The Mother. The mother's daughter is a musician who gets deprived of 4 shillings that was due to her. So she ended up 4 shillings short. And I thought that that was an apt and accurate description of the state of musicians in this world. And I'm sticking to my story. So there's the explanation.
You can follow that online at 4shillingsshort.com. You can come and see for yourself Around the World in 30 Instruments. Christy and Aog will be there at the Cedarville Public Library tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then right here in Yellow Springs at the library at 6:30 p.m. Thank you for coming by. Thanks for
thank you for
thank
having
you,
us
Nikki.
In.
Thanks
thank
for being
so
joyful, and thanks for spreading it.
Yes. And what we're going to go off with, by the way, is another instrument that's a little too big to bring in and set up in a hurry. It's called the hammered dulcimer, and Christy is playing the hammered dulcimer, and then I'm playing whistles and spoons and various things.
This is a live recording from your 2010 release, Pass It On. And if you'd like to find out more about this record, about these shows, about these two delightful people, you can do that. 4shillingsshort.com, or even better, go and see him at the library 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the Cedarville Public Library, and tomorrow evening at 6:30 at the Yellow Springs Library. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks, Nikki, for having us.